Okay, since we don't have a flag, we're gonna face north. There's a flag right there.
Aha! There we go. Due south.
There it is.
There we go. All right. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. Yeah.
They would like to discuss. Yes, sir.
Sorry. I wanted to introduce myself. I've never come to you. I'm a single from Gregory Haven. I'm your representative. I'm actually in an area right now. This guy's my neighbor, kinda, sorta, right? Still there on vacation.
It's somebody Haven.
And I'm here if you guys have anything. I have a bunch of my business cards. Leave this with you. You guys can call me, email me anytime you guys need anything. As you'll see, I multitask a lot.
Okay, I missed the first part of that. You are who?
Assemblyman Gregory Haven. I represent District 36, which is this area.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right. I'm in the state interim finance committee discussing opportunity scholarships right okay. now. We've been in the meeting since 9 a.m. And I hope your meeting doesn't go as long.
No.
So I just thank you guys for allowing me to come up here today.
Can you set your cards, like some there, some here?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And then I can answer any questions if you'd like. The board has any or not. I'll be hanging around.
Oh. Nice to meet you.
While he's handing them out, does anybody else like to add anything? All right, item number three, like to make a motion to approve the minutes for February.
I make the motion.
Second.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item four, approval. Item four, approval of agenda for August 9th.
Make a motion to approve the agenda for August 9th.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Item five, informational items. Is Metro here?
Yep.
Here we go.
How far away are you if we were to make a call?
We could be Prim, or we could be in Trout Canyon.
Okay, so you would be our representative if we were to make a call? You would get the call? Or?
It would go to my squad, correct.
Your squad, okay. So that could be any number of people.
Correct.
All right. Do you have cards or something?
We don't have cards, but I'd be happy to give you any numbers.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
Item number or number two, a report from BLM. Y'all here?
I didn't see anything.
All right. Moving on to three, a report from the U.S. Forest Service. Are y'all here?
I apologize. It couldn't be here. It's Smokey Bear's, I think, 50th birthday this year, and he's throwing out the first pitch of the aviation.
Oh, like he was so, going to file a complaint.
Sorry. You know what? Priority
to them,
so they'll be here next time.
All right, number four, report from Mountain Springs Fire Department. There you are, Chuck.
I'm here.
Oh, can we hold up a minute on the Forest Service?
Yeah.
Where are we as far as these permits were? We were talking about
that. Oh, yeah. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
The Forest Service guys are on a couple of fires on 95 right now. A couple of lightning strikes up in the mountains. So they couldn't be here. As far as us, last year we had 90 calls. It's been finished for the whole year. From 127 until today, we've got 139. And that's, when I'm saying calls, that's actually where someone has been at the station and rolled out the door. So 139 times we've rolled out the door. And that's pretty good for 24 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So probably 75 to 80% of the time there's no one up here at the station. So I have two more people in line that are coming up through the process. Where they make it out, I don't know. But it's really hard to get people to come up and get volunteers. They have a non-resident program where people who don't live in this area who come and they assign them to work. They have to work 24-hour shifts, 24 hours a month, which is three shifts. So we're getting a lot of the young kids coming up. Young kids come up and they are here for maybe 6 months and they get hired to the fire department and they're gone.
Yeah,
county is hiring people left and right. They've got an academy of 100 people went through. They're starting another academy next month.
You understand the problem with the volunteers. Clark County's made it practically impossible for anybody practically to become a volunteer. And I'm speaking firsthand.
Yeah,
and also, the same thing for my son. It's been going on for month after month after month. And they just, now you got to do this. Now you got to do that. It's like, you guys, do you want volunteers? Or do you, I'm not getting on your case. I'm talking about the people in Clark County and whoever. And I guess what they always come back up with is it has to do with personal injury attorneys.
And remember their butts. Yep.
Yeah.
My so, name's in California. Our joke was on every tree was an attorney looking to sue you. So everything you did, you have to cover your rear. Spend more time covering your ass than you did doing your job.
Right.
And it's the same thing here. I mean, we have the same kind of problem. So there's all the requirements you have to have. In the old days, I look back at the minutes, one time there were 24 volunteers in Mountain Springs. And they didn't have any insurance policies. They didn't have any training or stuff like they have nowadays. They didn't have insurance. They didn't have attorneys and lawsuits. So they were able to do a whole lot more. Nowadays, everyone's got to cover their rear, and Clark County Fire is doing the same thing.
I was one of those volunteers. In fact, I was a fire marshal at one time. And like you said, all you had to do is say, yeah, I want to be a volunteer, and you were the volunteer.
Yeah, right there. Well, but
you can't do it now. It's a 6-8 month process, and the people that, the kids and the adults that are interested, they just give up on it. So,
well, Rob, my husband found roadblocks there. He'd go, and they'd say, oh, we have a class in this place at this time, this day, and he'd get there, and they're like, no, that was last week.
No one's perfect, you know, and I'm saying the operation, they're also short-handed, too. We haven't had any local training because the training officers have been at the academy trying to put hire full-time people to work for them. So it's just, we all have to do what we got. Like I said, I've got Pat here, who's playing. He's very talented. He'll be taking over this position someday. And I got a couple more people come up for just 1 or 2 days, or 3 or 4 days a month, and that's it.
I want to thank you for your participation, because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have anybody up here.
We all want to thank you, Chuck.
Well, yeah. Let's be proud of the bars and the brothels and brothels.
All right.
That's what I tell my wife when I say goodbye, dear. I'm going to the hills. She says, goodbye. So, anyhow, that's it. It's been pretty quiet. We've had a lot of calls, nothing real serious. We put up a pretty good accidents down on 160 between here and Perump. Lucky people walked away, which shouldn't have. don't know how they did it. The cars are totaled out, and they're standing by the car going, I'm fine. I go, okay. You know, so that's good.
Yeah, once a week I see new skid marks when I go down that hill.
Yeah, yeah. There is. Yeah. And 45 miles on up here, the highway patrol got a gal at 110 miles an hour about a month or two ago.
She could lose her license on that. That's almost equal to a DUI. Is that correct? That's what one of your people told us.
That would probably be considered reckless driving, which is a step under the And I'm not sure if you guys saw the legislation that just passed that authorizes us to be able to tow a vehicle without precedent. So we can go for reckless driving.
The last Metro sergeant that was here a couple meetings ago, he said anything over 100, you go to jail. That's what he told me.
Maybe the car goes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Sorry.
That's all. Thank you, folks.
Having cookies are good. Take advantage of people like Assemblyman Pete and their fear. The problem, one of the struggles with training is this, their state mandates. So we need legislative change to say, how do we get volunteers to get OJT? Right now, you have to provide all this front-loaded training, which, like you said, it's cumbersome for people that work and try and stay. The health department doesn't cut any breaks on a volunteer paramedic. I have the same requirements that a paramedic has that works full-time in Clark County. So we have to take advantage of legislative opportunities to tell our voted officials that we can't man stations because the training requirements are too high. How do we make categories where the volunteers maybe don't have to provide, they don't have to produce the same amount so we get bodies in the station.
That's the big word, volunteer. We're not getting paid. No, you know, it's a volunteer. So
it has to change legislatively at the state level for us to feel the change down here. I don't think it's undoable. An example I use is, I'm a retired chief from Clark County. We struggled with several of our volunteers. Health department required two licensed participants to let an ambulance go on a call.
Right.
Well, we would have one EMT and one fire guy only. They couldn't take the ambulance to a medical call. They had to sit at a station and wait. We got a change to the health department and to the county, because that's what regulates us, where we license every person. If they have a CPR card, every person on the fire department could be a health department licensed provider. We call it So now, she's the ambulance driver, I'm the EMT, we can take the ambulance literally out of the call. So that's why I say there's workarounds to solve our problems. What our elected officials don't know, they don't know what our problems are. If we don't sit down with them calmly, lay out what the struggles are, and throw some opportunities for solutions at them and say, here's what we think would work. Are you willing to champion this, at least support this, and can we try this and see how it works out? And we did that with the ambulance drivers, and it was super successful because taking the ambulance with one licensed person that provides medical is better than taking it, or it's better than not bringing it at all. So, I mean, just something for you guys to keep in mind with Megan and folks at the county level and folks at the state level.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that input.
Now, number 4, that was the fire department. 5. Megan.
All right, I'll keep this quick. MDOT, I shared all your concerns with them. They're working on replacing the speed meter sign. And somehow that had not gotten communicated up to the head guy. So I don't know. So they're working on that. The sign, there is a sign at Pinion. This is residential only.
There's one on my side too.
Right.
Yeah, so but where we don't have a sign is the one that on Benedict says it's a no outlet. And what we need is the same sign on Pinion to say no outlet, because what people do is they see no outlet to the left and they drive right through Pinion. And the worst time is on the weekends. They're going up, they're turning around, they're coming back. They're going up, they're turning around.
Right.
Back.
Well, what we had talked about was the residential
area.
Yeah, the residential area sign.
Separate from.
Yeah, that sign is there. It says residential,
but the county is not going to put the sign there.
No, NDOT has to put it there.
I think at that point it's not them anymore. I'll ask.
I mean, why would they put one on Benedict and not one on Pinion and one down there at the bar? And okay. I know I gave them a hard time, but come on.
No, they don't know where you live. They might tell us, but you know.
No, actually, I get along well with them, though.
You got a good
and that may have been my miscommunication.
I think it was
notes,
this guy.
It's probably. In my notes, I had that.
Or his dad. Resume. Where is he? Oh, there he is.
I think he's talking about Noel.
Sorry, about
I got you.
No, that's a good time for that.
That area, there is some place to really turn.
I know.
No, yours is a dead end.
Private.
Especially if they're right at yours.
How about Madre Mia right near the apartment front where a lot of old site?
Madre Mia.
Okay, I will have them readdress every street.
Is that area where they park? That's what he wanted to know. He was going to ask that. Is that parking area, like a recreational parking area?
That parking area that you're talking about where we've put the dumpster, where we put the dumpsters a few years ago, that's kind of one of those we don't talk about things. because when we talked about it and said it was recreation, then the Forest Service wanted to come out and make it a trailhead. And everybody said, oh, no.
Right.
So,
you're absolutely
I think we just need to pretend we didn't bring it up.
Okay.
Or maybe you have no parking signs there. Is that
it does say, it says residential use only.
Right.
But it's not no parking.
Oh, it's not.
You can only put no parking if it's no parking that's enforceable. And it's not in a parking area, so you can't put no parking.
So you just put residential use only.
And it says that.
Right.
So that's as good as it's going
to
get.
I didn't even
should just
those.
Leave it at that.
That's good that you have those there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the alternative is not.
Yeah. All right. The cleanup, I know there was some trash left after the cleanup last time. And it was from a property that, let me just say, if you put something in a dumpster and it gets taken back out, please be responsible and put it back in. It's not my job. It's not Republic Services job. It's not the highway's job. If that continues to happen, we can't do the cleanups anymore.
Or if it gets left there and you know it's yours, you should probably pick it up.
That's what I'm saying. So I'll just leave it there. But keep doing it if it's going to cause problems. So because we had this problem in Indian Springs. And we can't do the cleanups anymore because it turned into a problem.
Okay,
so,
you understand what took place there.
Oh, I understand what took
right.
place.
That was a marital dispute between a husband and a wife.
Oh,
wait, nothing.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay.
I've gotten several different stories.
Do we have for that, so if that happens again, and on that one we just happen to know who it belonged to, but we don't necessarily have phone numbers for all the neighbors. We had a phone tree thing, but years ago, is there a way to get an update? Because having a few neighbors call saying, hey, get it picked up.
Unfortunately, even this time, we had the number and the person did not want to take responsibility.
Gotcha.
So I don't know that having everybody's number would even help.
Okay.
It wouldn't.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't have the answer on that one.
No, that makes sense. Because otherwise they would have done it without being called.
Yeah. Transform Clark County is completed. It was adopted. It did not have all the stuff we asked for, and I was frustrated with that, but we have a commitment from planning. One of the big things for me was regulations on livestock and animals, so we had a commitment from planning that we are going to take that on separately, which after we talked about it, I agree, because now we can focus on it rather than having the whole code trying to get the whole code done, we can focus on it more. So the updates were adopted. We're still going to work on the animal stuff. And
how many are we allowed now?
That hasn't changed. Nothing's changed.
Okay.
And then I had gotten a call that, Paul had run into somebody that was driving an ATV, OHV, what did you call it, on the trails on the north side of the
side
highway.
Side by side, right.
Side by side. And
within the residential part of it.
Within the residential.
Oh, no, it,
oh,
was,
no,
worse.
It was on a trail.
It was in National Wilderness area.
Oh.
Okay. So there are, this person said that they had a permit to
to drive there, and they also had a permit to run tours there.
Exactly.
That is absolutely not true. The Forest Service has not issued any permits for driving there or for doing tours. Forest Service will be with us next time to talk about what is allowed and isn't allowed. I thought it was clear cut, no motorized things. There are some rules about that, and they're going to bring a map to show everything, but no one is licensed to do tours on ATVs in this area. So.
Okay, can I, when you get with Forest Service people, could you ask them, just request, that prior to them issuing these permits, if they could come by and just run it by us first? Not that
they
we want...
They have no plan to issue permits.
Okay, well that's easy.
Yeah, they don't have a plan to issue permits, but there are some ins and outs of where you can drive vehicles, where you can't. And that's what they want to share with you, because it's complicated. It's not clear cut.
Right.
Even I pulled the map, the off-road map. I spent like an hour lining it up because there's no street names on it. So I spent so long lining it up and making it bigger and smaller to fit over, to overlay with our street names. So it would be hard for just your average person who didn't have the time to sit at the computer to do that, to even figure out where you could ride and couldn't ride. Could not. So that's something they're going to talk about, and I'm hopefully going to help them maybe update their maps.
Are they going to be here next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, they could be here tonight because of the
right. Okay. About 4 years ago, we had a fire. Part of it was in the Forest Service. The other part was in National Wilderness. Fire department went up, and they said, nope, you cannot go in. Do anything. You either walk in or you fly in. So when this person told me they had a permit, I know you can't even bring a chainsaw in there. So.
Right, yeah, you can use chainsaws. So,
all right.
So yeah, it's, and if it were just I actually had created a map and I was like, can I please send this to my people? And they said, it's just not that clear cut. So okay. They want to come and talk about it, and I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Okay, excellent.
So they'll be here next time. And they were sorry that they couldn't be here. They
were
here last year
and
they really liked it too. So.
Pardon?
That wasn't the truth about that being permitted.
Oh, and no. That sounds like they've
no, that was
more than once.
So so that's it. Unless there are any questions for me. No? Okay.
Good. They let her off easy.
Yeah.
I'm Chase Bustos. I'm going to be refusing myself from this next agenda item for personal reasons. Personal interest.
There you go. So moving on to item 6 is planning and zoning for item number 1, ET-23-400085 for Potosi Limited with design review for extension, first extension of time. This is, leave up past this direction, 208.8 acres where they've got a plan. We heard this about a year ago. And for a plan to bring in residences, and we gave recommendations back them for them to incorporate into their plan.
Why don't we let him? You're representing Bustos.
Yes, she's
okay.
Doing great.
Yes. Oh, this is just a history, and then I figured you'll segue into what you want to do now.
Helpful.
So we reviewed it. It's, the board looked at that, and all of us, not all, but the great majority of it relatively agreed that it was a nice plan to have for up here. And so moving forward with what you, sir, have to say.
Yeah, we got a couple questions for you.
Sure. First, my name is Jay Brown, and I represent the applicant with me. You can see his audience. So would you prefer that I stand? Doesn't matter. What
you're that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So first, as you said, this is the first request for extension of time on this application. Staff has recommended approval, and the only issue seems to be the length of the extension. The staff recommends two years, and Megan knows better than I do, but I believe that's the standard for the county, regardless of the circumstances. We're asking for 4 years this evening, because we feel this is extenuating circumstances here. We haven't even gotten the permit for the road yet. We have to deal with a number of federal agencies, Forest Service, etc., and govern move slowly. We don't want to come back for a second extension, then have to go for a third. So we'd rather have the 4 years. And Augie and I will do the best to answer any of your questions, sir.
What is the staff in the county, or what are they okay with the four years?
No, no, they're okay with the extension. They do their standard 2 years.
Okay.
And we're asking for 4 years. That's the only difference between staff and ourselves. Other than that, we're on the same page.
And it's not unusual for a project to come in for an extension of time. It's not unusual.
Well, it took me 6 years to get our house on there for a couple of things we had to deal with NDOT and Valley Electric, so I get that.
And then how many houses, you got what, 200 acres there, Augie?
208.
And the, your master plan, how many residences do you think you could, or did you?
It's
104 houses. Okay. Yeah, and then we had some fire protection included and a bunch of other stuff.
Like a helipad access. Like the concrete block or? Oh, that kind. Okay. Well, I just have a friend who they're doing like pre-blocks and then pouring the concrete in. So, okay.
Do you have any idea when you might hopefully break ground and get these houses going? So this could go beyond 4 years then before you actually break ground and...
Our last meeting we had, which we recorded, where we had all the canyons in line, now we have three contacts at the Forest Service. Because the Forest Service, as you know tonight, they aren't here because they're fighting the forest fire. For the last 8 years of the application, we fight the Forest Service all the time, going back there. So this time I think we'll be put on the front burner. They realize that 8 years is a long time to spend to try to get on the road to make the plants on the hill because they're busy fighting forest fires. And so we think of 4 years, maybe we'll do it nationwide, not going to get to a NECO program that's 10 years from now. So we're on year number 8. So we're figuring in the next 4 years we'll be through the county and have a little bit of hope in the next 4 years.
So I missed part of that. You're thinking maybe 8 years, you said?
Oh, it's been 8 years.
Oh, it's been 8 years so far.
We
So we went through this before. You're going to do well water there and septic and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have tons of water rights.
Yeah.
We own the water rights.
Yeah, you got a lot of water there. That's for sure. You got a stream going there.
So. Just like
yeah, all right.
And it's a different water table on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're actually down zoning from like...
That's a good place to be.
And they're actually down zoning. They have mining zoning out there. So.
Well, my feelings are that project couldn't do anything but appreciate the value in Mountain Springs itself.
I agree.
I think, and not only that, if you got another 100 residences, plus or minus, we're going to be increasing our community by, I mean, we got 42 houses, I think, now. So if we had another 100, we're going to get a lot, you know, and those people, I don't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, myself.
This is basically just an extension of time. Nothing has changed.
Well, it's more than that. They want 4 years versus two.
But that's fine. I'm fine with that.
None of the circumstances have changed at all. The NEPA program is going to focus up because the Forest Service, on
unless they get their final approval to do a land with the county and we can move forward. So they say, okay, as a little bit of a problem, it says we have to smoke it there for a lot of house for the pay. But the lots up there will start between $14 per lot.
How much?
Motion to grant them the 4-year extension of time.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Third.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Item 7 for general business. We have none. Item 8, comments from the general public. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add?
Yeah, I want to go on record.
All rural communities in Clark County are served by volunteer fire departments. The only one that has a paid force is Mount Charleston, and that is solely because they get 2 million visitors a year. So every community, even where I live in Sandy Valley, that has 2,000 people, it's still just a volunteer fire department. That's one of the trade-offs we have for living in a rural community. You know, we get so many benefits of, like, look at this. You know, we get all the benefits. That's one of the choices we make.
We've been trying for years, Augie. It just ain't going to happen.
Oh, the Forest Service fire, and they're going to be putting a station in. Forest Service has received a SNPLMA, Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act grant to build a Forest Service fire station in Mountain Springs. So I don't know if that will increase the number of firefighters that will be there all the time. I don't know. That's yet to be found out, but as soon as they have more information, they're gonna come talk to us about it. So watch the agendas. But that will increase at least the equipment and stuff that's available on the mountain.
You said the funds were approved?
Oh yeah, it's approved, yeah. Now they're doing the design.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And also part of that, last time we talked to them, there's a good chance we can use their facility.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, that's been talked about right from the beginning, that they'll have like a community room
right. The
facility where we can have meetings and other, you know.
And now that you brought that up.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Originally, when we approved, is there anyone here from the Bronco?
Yeah, there was.
Where's Mark?
No, they had to leave. Mark and Andre had to leave.
Oh. All right, originally when we approved it, which we did, and they're doing a great job and very happy, we're all happy. I don't know anybody is unhappy with it. But part of the approval was that the community could possibly use this facility if it worked out within their, their scheduling. I just wanted to put that on record so that if there was a wedding or a funeral or a birthday, or
the record. That's something you guys asked for.
No, that's not true. That was agreed upon. I made damn sure that he said, yes, I do agree.
Right, and that is something you guys talked about. That was not a condition of the approval. That did not get put on as a condition of approval.
It should have, because I made it crystal clear. Okay. Crystal clear, Megan, look it up.
Okay, and I understand that. And I'm not saying
you were there.
I was absolutely there.
Yes.
But if the commissioners do not put that condition on the application.
Okay, I can't speak for that.
We cannot, as the county, tell a private person that you get to come use their property. We do not have the ability to do that.
But you were there, you were a witness when he stood there and said, absolutely, we will work with you, and as long as we can work it in your schedule.
If something were to come up, you let me know, and I will talk to Mark, and I'll talk to Greg, and we'll see what we can do.
It's been a year and a half. We haven't asked yet. But
I'm not saying that they would say no.
I understand what you're saying.
But that's also saying they open it up to us. Doesn't mean they will.
No.
They've opened it up to us twice now without any hesitation, and right. So it's very much appreciated.
Right.
If something were to come up, we'll talk to them and see. I can't promise anything. We cannot condition them to allow private citizens to use their
okay,
private.
Okay, so how do we get, facility? when they, I think their permit expires when? They got a 3-year and a 2-year?
I can't remember.
So when it expires, we'll make that condition and have the commissioners go along with it.
Okay. Well, nothing's going to change, though. We still will not be allowed to condition
with a private entity
to allow you to come use it. Like, we can't say that Chase has to let you have a party at his bar.
Is anyone here an attorney?
We have an attorney
right
here.
I used to be one.
He's like, I'm not touching that.
All right, I'm good.
By the way, you can have a party anytime at the bar.
Oh, at the bar, there you go.
Got real practice.
Everyone heard that.
I was talking to Paul.
Are there any other general comments?
Yeah. A slight clarification. A Forest Service folks, when they build their facility here, they still only handle the forest. They do all the fire protection in the mountains. They don't do structure fires. They don't do car fires because they don't have the training and the equipment and stuff to do it. They don't do medical aids at this time. So they will be here. It'll be an asset to have them here at a full-time station. Their only goal that will be here is when they're in fire season. Off-season, there'll be people at the station that may be able to assist in fire, possibly if there's a vegetation fire, something like this. But in the wintertime, we don't have a lot of vegetation fires in the snow. So it'll be an asset to have them here, but still, they do not do what we do. So we do structure fires, medical aid, vehicle accidents, transportation, and we also go out and do wildland fires.
Right. See, and that's the first thing they ask us. We got a brush fire. Can you guys help? Right? And we always do with their brush fires. But then, on the other hand, we got a house fire, but we can't help, right? Is that what you're saying?
And it's not their fault. The problem is they don't
I understand. I understand.
They don't have equipment. They don't have a breathing apparatus, and they're not able to go inside structures and fight fires. So they won't. If they do, they're probably going to get fired. Because then now they're stepping out of the bounds of what they've been trained for. Now you're talking suits and legal problems and the whole nine yards. If something were to happen, they'd be hung out to dry.
Right. Thank you for that clarification. I was going to say that, and I forgot to say that. But, yeah, that's an important point.
Yeah. Okay. So when we have a house fire, we're instructed to let it burn and just keep it from spreading. That was our instructions.
There may not.
In Mountain Springs from the Clark County Fire Department.
The Clark County Fire Department will respond to your structure fire. The Forest Service will respond.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is if there was a house on fire when I was in the fire department, fire marshal, they said, don't try to put it out, just keep it from spreading, and we'll get our truck up the hill. That's what they told us. And we had Joe Ledoux's house burned down, but it didn't spread.
Well, in all honesty, one person and one engine showing up in a structure fire, not only is not safe, but there's only a little amount that one person can.
Yeah, I know. We had like 15 people.
But if you have a team, as long as you have an in and an out writ, like a writ team, and you have people who are going in and somebody outside, you can, Clark County allows you to.
You want to hear the best part? Their fire truck couldn't make it up the hill at over either. So the house burnt down. But he had good insurance. He built a beautiful house. So.
Make sure you have great fire insurance.
Yes. Yep. All right. Okay, we're good.
Any other items? All right. Then our next meeting will be November 15th. And make a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor.
Everybody. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jim Ford, for having us here.
For the cookies?
Yep.
Who brought them? Oh,
Ford?
Probably
does.
Oh, they did.
Our Bronco guys.
How you doing, Dom?
We're going to get off the hill before we try to get down the engine.